his prayers at the start of a new year. I'm not a great believer in New Year resolutions. Too often in my youth, I tried to make the same fresh start at the beginning of January and found I couldn't sustain the perfection I was aiming for. However, I do think it helps us if we can see each new day as an opportunity to aim to do our best in everything we do. How wonderful it is to know that we can seek God's forgiveness if we fail. But it does behove us to make our best efforts to act in the way he would wish us to. I think we could apply the same thing to the way that decisions are made at national level and throughout the world. It's so easy to despair when we see so many people living in poverty or in oppressive regimes, while the people in power seem unable or unwilling to reach out and help them. Perhaps we might respond to this by praying both for those who suffer and those who have the power to ease that suffering. Let us pray. Loving God, we are overwhelmed by your patience and generosity. You forgive us again and again when we fail to live up to our best intentions. We come to you humbly asking forgiveness and seeking your blessing to make a fresh start today. We ask you to give us strength and a clear focus to live our lives for you day by day. We bring to you all those who are struggling with daily life, whether they're finding it hard to meet their bills, combating poor health, or feeling lonely and isolated. We ask that they may know you close to them, and they may receive the help and support they need to persevere with the challenges they face. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you for all those who work to provide us with the services we so often take for granted day by day. Delivery drivers and postal workers, shop workers and those who produce our food. May they be well rewarded by cheerful and friendly customers, and by appropriate levels of pay for the service they give. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you that we have an efficient and accessible health service available to us. Forgive our impatience if we sometimes complain when it takes a while to get a medical appointment. Others across the world are lucky to have a doctor available to them at all. We pray for those who have no local health service that they can call on, because the trained staff are spread so thinly across their countries. Show us how we could support those organisations which work to alleviate their suffering. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for a more just and equal sharing of the world's resources, thanking you for the work of Tradecraft and other organisations which, rooted in Christian principles of justice for the poor and the value and dignity of everyone, help to make it possible for the people who produce goods we use to earn a reasonable living which matches the energy they expend. Remind us to do all we can to support these organisations and to work for more justice in trade. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Now let us join in with, or prayerfully follow the words of this hymn, which reminds us that, with our help, it is God that can bring about the changes needed in our unfair world. You can find the link in the written version of this, these prayers. For the healing of the nations, Lord, we pray with one accord. And we finish our prayer time with a prayer I saw yesterday on the internet. Today is a new day, a chance for a new start. Yesterday is gone, and with it any regrets, mistakes, or failures I may have experienced. It's a good day to be glad and give thanks. And I do, Lord. Thank you for today, a new opportunity to love, give, and be all that you want me to be. Now, let us close by saying the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.